You are listening to the podcast series brought to you by the Samuel Proctor Oral History Program at the University of Florida. Since 1967, we have evolved into one of the largest oral history collections with more than 6,000 interviews. We are dedicated to gathering, preserving, and promoting histories of individuals from all walks of life. My name is Cassandra Hain, here to discuss an interview with Ronald Stubblefield from June 15, 2013. With strong ties to the land, the Stubblefield family have lived in Gloucester County, Virginia, for four generations. Ronald recounts his experiences through stories of a local gas station that sat at the heart of Main Street.
They always call the service station Captain Jack's Station, Texaco Station. And he had a one-armed man named Mr. Brown that was very, for one arm, he was very efficient. He didn't, unless you looked, you didn't realize he had one arm. He could pump gas, check your fluids under the hood, do just about anything, and carry on a conversation while he was at it. So, that was real early. You got your windshield cleaned, checked under the hood. It was something that doesn't happen today. You know, you pump your own gas, pay with the card, and hit the road. But back then, everybody paid with cash, and of course, gas was cheap enough, 15, 20 cents a gallon, and had all your fluids checked, and have a good day, and all that stuff. It was very much a slower pace than it is today. And I didn't realize how sweet it was, how nice it was, but things change.
For Ronald, it was a different way of life at the time.
I do remember, and it was universally done, when the one-armed Mr. Brown would check your oil, it always amazed me how he did it. He had one arm, hold on, non-existent. He pulled the stick out, had a cloth or rag, wiped it down, check it again, and then walk back to where you were seated and show you how much oil there was in your car. No la-di-da. It was, you don't need any oil, or you're down, you need a little oil. It was all straightforward. And you didn't realize it at the time. He did this, and he had been doing it so long with one arm, it was just, you know, stumbling, bobbling, da-da-da, this sort of thing. It was all just smooth as could be. Here's your oil, you okay. You folks, you put the stick back, put the hood down, pay for your gas, come back to see us. That was always things they said, was come back to see us. And, you know, it was a courtesy, politeness. It wasn't any rudeness, or I don't care whether you don't buy gas or none of that stuff. It was come back to see us. And, you know, I think society has lost a lot of that. You know, we're all in such a hurry. And I try not to be rude. I know sometimes I am, but I try not to be. You know, it's back in those days, it was courtesy was the name of the day. That was what was going on. Everybody was nice. I didn't ever see any, you know, this finger pointing and irate and all this crap. No, didn't happen.
As a new wave of industry has taken over, the atmosphere in Gloucester struggles to keep up, and the question of preservation becomes a difficult one.
Well, I think preservation is okay if you can get away with it. But if it stands in the way of progress, it's not going to happen. You know, just think about how many historical sites have been lost in Gloucester. You don't even have a handle what's been lost, and it's all in the name of business. It's covered up. I know where a whole lot of private graveyards are. They've been turned into fields, cemented over, they're gone. I have a graveyard on my property. My father told me that it was a slave graveyard. But there's no stones there. There's just the indentations in the ground. And that's all I ever remember. But it's, and someday that'll probably, something will happen to it. I don't know. But that's just one. There are a lot of them around here. Well, I think, speaking of Gloucester, I think what you're going to see, I think you're going to see things move. It's already happening. Where you see Walmart and Hardee's and McDonald's and la-di-da, all that, I can remember all that was wooded. All of it. But then what happened is they made a bypass for Gloucester Cortez. 17 bypass. That took the pressure away from Gloucester Courthouse. And it's a gradual thing. The businesses are moving out. And I don't think you'll see Gloucester Courthouse. The historical portion will still be intact. But as far as the businesses, no. I think they'll move. They'll go away.
For more information about this segment, please visit our website at oral.history.ufl.edu.